Hello?
Hey, Anthony?
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, it's Jazwan John with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm actually speaking to one of your reps. Do you want me to just hang up on him and speak to you, or one of the other?
It's up to you. Is it Ruben?
No, he said his name was Ben, I think. Maybe that is Ruben. He said Ben.
Oh, yeah, Ruben or Ben, yeah. He messaged me, I just got back from my lunch hour. He was just saying that you were looking to speak with me. So as long as he's got you handled, then you're okay, unless it's something where like you need to talk to me.
Okay, because like right now I'm trying to the terms and conditions. It's not. This is where the best way I can explain this is I'm trying to do it, but it's not showing. It's not giving me access to it. Basically, like I can sign the. I agree to SMS messages. I certify I'm the authorized holder. I agree to that, but then where it says to sign. It's so low on the screen, no matter how I turn it, it's not getting to, like, I see it, but I can click on it, but I can't really
Oh,
see
there's
what
like
it
a
says.
mobile device issue. Usually you could just tap on it and type your name in. You don't have to actually like sign it.
Okay, so just type my name.
Yeah, if you just tap on it and then type your name out, and then it's like a digital signature that way.
Okay. And the
Is it working?
confirm button, is that the orange one? It's so super low.
Yeah.
Because I see, like, okay, I see two boxes that have white, then I see a box that's orange, and a box that's gray.
Hold on, bud. Let me pull it up. Okay, I got it. Yeah, so the one that if there's two outlined in orange, it'll say sign. You do have to check both those boxes, like certify that you're an authorized user and I agree to SMS messages sent to
Right.
my phone. Okay.
Right.
And then is the date showing as today? Is it say 3/21/2024?
Oh, inside the box.
Yeah, next to confirm signature, is there a date there? There should be two orange boxes. One for you to sign your
Yeah.
name and the other one is for a date.
Right. So I can see the very tip of both boxes. So the first box, I was able to keep tapping my finger until it tapped on it. I put my name. I still can't see inside the box, so I just tapped on it, put my name, and the second.
Okay.
I can't even tap on it because it's barely showing on my screen. Like just the top of the box. But
Okay. Have you tried to pull it up on a PC or on your email through your phone?
yeah, this is my email. I'm in email right now.
Oh, how weird. Yeah, because the way I'm looking at it, it seems totally normal. But yeah, you have to capitalize the A, also capitalize the S, and make sure you put a space in between both names. No space at the beginning and no space at the end before you hit confirm signature. Because if you try to press confirm signature and it's not exactly how it appears right above the box, then it won't actually accept it.
Right, and it won't let me see. It won't let me see how it
Won't let
is.
you see it.
It won't let me see
Okay.
it. It's so low.
Yeah, Ben was getting hung up on that, huh?
And Ben just sent me the box over. Now, if I could tap on the second box, I can probably put the address. But I can tap on the first box, but it won't. Even though I tap on the first box, I can't see inside of it. But I can at least tap on it. But the second, third. Oh boy. All right. I tapped the third box and it brought me to a Local Splash login, which I
Oh,
probably
that
shouldn't have
means
done that.
no, I think it means it went through.
Which
Yeah,
is the
because
orange
usually
box?
once, if you accepted it, if you hit the orange box, which is to confirm the signature, and then it took you to the username and password, that means that you signed it. It went through.
That means it went through? Okay.
Yeah, it's not showing that it came through yet on my side, but I know that's usually what happens is once you confirm signature, it'll take you to the login page for your username and password.
Okay, I haven't even set that up yet.
They'll actually send it to you. Hold on. Let me tell Ruben. So Ruben says he's still waiting for you on the other line, or Ben. But is that all you needed? Was it just like you wanted help with confirming the subscription terms?
No, also, but Ruben, well, Ben told me that, because I received a lot of texts and a lot of emails. And the
Yeah.
forms, like One of them had a form. The other one said pictures. So Ben said, I don't have to do both, just send the pictures or fill out the form. So I was going to send the pictures, but I have a lot of emails. So I'm trying to go throughout all of them, make sure I do everything.
Here, I'll make it easy, bud. I'll make it easy. So do me a favor. It looks like he just sent you a fresh one. Go to your text messages. Okay, and then there's one that says local splash, Anthony, to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. I remember I sent this one to you at the point of sale.
Right, so he sent that to me, and he said, like, Ben just sent me one a couple minutes ago, and he said either do the form or send the pictures, but I don't got to do both. Is that true?
I don't know what he's looking at, honestly. He's the one, he's on the back end of your Google business profile. I like just came in from lunch and he was like, hey, Anthony was asking if you could call him. And then I saw there was one that they actually sent me before lunch that I didn't see. So I was like, okay, let me call this guy back real quick. I didn't actually like look into the account or see, what he's looking at right now, to be honest with you. I have to get in there. So, but he says he's on the other line still. If you want to transfer back over to there, and then he could answer it. I'm pretty sure he'll be able to help you from here. He's downstairs.
Okay. All right, John.
All right.
Appreciate it. So.
All right. So. Yeah. No problem. And if you have if you need help, just tell him to have me call you back like at the end if he doesn't like resolve your issue. Okay.
Okay. All right. But does that sound like you like just do the pictures? I don't need to do the form as well.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, it depends. It tells you right at the bottom of this form to send in as much as you can, and then if anything's missing, we could just three-way call Google and verify the listing over the phone.
Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty, John, but the signature, I need to talk to Ben to make sure it did go through, though, the signature thing.
No, so I should be able to confirm it here. Just give me a second. It's not actually coming through on my side. Yeah, so maybe Ben will need to confirm it. Usually on the account, it'll say subscription terms signed, but it still says no. There's a big red no on there. So, but I'm pretty sure you signed it. It's just taking a second for it to tell us that it's been signed, because once you go to the username and password, that usually means it's signed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So go ahead. Then again, yeah.
Okay, I'll let him know you're coming back.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. No problem.